Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host for beginning a new day here at Fire on the Earth. And I'm here again with my good friend, Ralph Martin, who has been an amazing leader in the Catholic Church over the last 50 years, really, in leading the way in proclaiming the gospel. He would never say this about himself, but I personally believe he's a prophet for our time in many ways. And God has used him in that way. And one of the central ways in which God has used him is help bring clarity about the Word of God. And so I invited Ralph to be on the program this week with us. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, you could go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are all archived there. And the discussion we're having with Ralph on a very, very important question. What does Jesus, what do the apostles say about the eternal consequences of responding or not responding to God's Word? Welcome back, Ralph.
Hey, good to be back, Peter. And as we're demonstrating for people, there's a lot in little verse, isn't there? There's a lot in God's Word that a lot of times we don't notice, or we don't spend time with it, we don't chew on it, we don't unpack it. And it helps to do it with somebody else, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit helps us when we're reading Scripture all by ourselves, but it's really helpful to get together people. And I would even suggest this to people, just like we've been doing with Matthew's Gospel, get a group of people together and just start going through Matthew's Gospel and not paying attention to genealogies and other kind of questions, but just asking yourself, what does the Scripture say about the consequences of not responding to Jesus? You know, it's a rich Bible study, isn't it?
It really is.
And it's easy to do. I mean, anybody could do it. Just get the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, New Testament. There's great footnotes there. Anytime you want to wonder if you're understanding it correctly, you say, could Jesus really be saying this? You look at the footnote, and it basically says, yes, Jesus really is saying it.
And there's so many questions you can ask, broader questions about these passages. Of course, there's a lot there. But discipline yourself to just stay on the one question. What is Jesus saying about the consequences of not responding to him? And what are his words? What are his plain words? What are they saying? Yeah. And discuss it together. What does it make you think of? What does it make you feel? How does it grab you? What do you experience the Holy Spirit saying to your heart? Yeah. And just talk about it and get it out there.
Yeah, there'll be whole chapters in Matthew's Gospel where you won't find anything about eternal consequences. So just kind of, you know, skip through those and find the next place where Jesus is talking about eternal consequences. Talk about it together.
All right, well, we just left the narrow gate in Matthew 7.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we took that up. What's the next passage you want to dive into?
Well, let's go on to the next verse, verse 15. False prophets. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorns or figs from thistles? So every sound tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears evil fruit. A sound tree cannot bear evil fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will know them by their fruits. So when we're talking about these verses, Peter, we have to be realistic that they're false prophets today. You just mentioned some of them that are trying to take away the force or the clarity of God's word. We have to realize that there's a lot of junk going around today, a lot of it in the church. There really are false prophets in the church today undermining God's word, trying to lead people to be lax about sexual morality, trying to lead people to not be so concerned about holiness, not be so concerned about evangelization, not be concerned about sacrifice or prayer or fasting, you know? So there's a lot of false prophets there that are presenting an easy Christianity that's accommodating to the culture. And sometimes there's even confusing things coming out of Rome, you know? Yeah. There's some people issuing some documents. You say, how did they ever get there? How did they ever do that? You know, there seems to be a really spirit to, let's make friends with the world, let's accommodate with the world, and let's see how we can kind of muffle some of these stronger statements of Jesus and not pay attention to them. Sometimes we even see that, you know, in the lectionary where things are put in brackets. Sometimes it's very legitimate because it's a very long text and shorten it would be nice. But sometimes they take away the punchline of the parable where it talks about weeping and gnashing their teeth because they didn't have a wedding garment on or something like that. So sometimes it seems like people are trying to spare people's feelings when what they're doing is keeping them from the truth that could save them. So we got false prophets we really need to deal with. The only way dealing with false prophets and false teachers is knowing the truth. And that's why really knowing the Word of God, you know, really, really treasuring it, really paying attention to it. So when you hear something, a lot of people have an instinct that says, you know, something doesn't sound right about that. And if you can kind of go back to the Scripture, say, well, you know, this is what Scripture actually says. That's an interesting theory, but this is what Jesus actually says, so we need that. The second thing we need is spiritual discernment. And that's why Jesus says, my own know how to recognize my voice. So we need to have a living relationship with Jesus where we kind of get accustomed to his spirit, his ways of communicating, his spirit, I would say, you know. And when we hear something that isn't his spirit, when we hear something that isn't his word, kind of warning signals go off. So we need to really recognize we're not living in a neutral environment. We're living in a battle. There's a spiritual battle going on, and the powers and principalities and false teachers and false prophets and the world, the flesh, and the devil are trying to get us confused about God's word and to not remember it, not obey it, not live it. So we've got to deal with false prophets.
In this passage, you know, Jesus is saying some familiar themes. One is, in this case, there's people who look the part, but they're not living the part. And because they look the part, and they look like they have authority or in their position of authority.
Or they have degrees.
They have degrees.
Or they wear deodorant, or they're
nicely dressed.
Right.
That on the outside it all looks good. But the question is, he then says, well, how do you discern between those? He says, you'll know them by their fruits. And so today in our culture, applying this passage, in what way do you see the good fruit? What does good fruit look like, I guess is my question. And what is bad fruit that Jesus is talking about? Yeah. You've touched on a little bit here, but I wonder if you could dial in just a little bit more.
Well, I would say that some of the false prophecy and teaching that's going on undermines people's zeal for holiness, undermines the possibility of considering a vocation to the priesthood or religious life, and undermines the urgency of evangelization. So when you see people being lulled into an indifference saying, well, hey, everybody's going to be saved anyway, I don't really need to bother to preach the gospel. Or, hey, Jesus is understanding, he's merciful. Yes, I'm engaged in a sexual relationship that Jesus says is wrong, but we know that he's merciful and understanding because I heard this talk by this theologian saying that, you know, no big deal type of thing. Mm-hmm. So when you see people drifting away from holiness, when you see people drifting away from a zeal for the kingdom, when you see people drifting away from being willing to live a sacrificial life, those are some of the indications, you know.
And the good fruit that emerges is like the fruit of the Spirit is one dimension.
Yes.
Love, joy,
yes,
peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. Yes. Are we growing in these things? Are we growing in the virtues? Are we bringing our time, talent, and treasure under the Lordship of Jesus?
Right.
Am I using my time to care for others in need? Am I tithing? Am I using the money God has given me? All these things will emerge. Am I growing closer to Jesus in personal prayer?
Yeah.
Am I frequenting the sacraments? Am I trying to build? Do I have a concern for the people of God and am I helping build the Lord's community?
Yeah.
Am I engaging Jesus' mission? All that stuff will come out in love of God and love of neighbor if I'm walking in the Lord.
Yeah.
And if these things aren't blossoming in some way, these different dimensions in our life, those are signs that we're not
drinking at the well. We're not drinking at goodwill. Now, unfortunately, when the devil sees us moving in the right direction, he can also use organizations, movements, institutions, false teachers and prophets to push us to an extreme.
Yeah.
There can be deception like we've seen like in the Legionaries of Christ, you know, where people were taught about the importance of obedience and secrecy, and it was used to kind of cloak profound corruption in the founder type of thing. So we can find situations like that. So it isn't so easy because the devil will try one thing if he can't try another. But if we're grounded in God's word, if the Spirit of God is living in us, and if we avail ourselves of the wisdom of the church, and if we're in good relationship with other sound people, hopefully that can be discerned.
Staying close to God's word, staying close to the teaching of the catechism, the life of the saints, really listening, hearing, and then having around you sound brothers and sisters, you walk in through that and you're accountable. The Lord will give light and will give us what we need. He said, I love the passage in John where he said, I'm the light of the world.
Yeah.
He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. He'll bring us the light of life.
And that's the scripture that's on the cover of Ignatius Catholic Study Bible.
Okay, very good.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, we've got time for another passage, Ralph, I think.
Okay, let's go on to verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. Oh, Peter, here we go.
Oh, I know.
Jesus says it's not enough to say the right words. It's not even enough to exercise gifts that the Lord's given you that aren't in harmony with God's will and aren't really bringing about transformation in your own life. You know, there can be self-will, there can be vanity, there can be pride, there can be making money, making a name for yourself, and using God's gifts. And I'm just supposing that some of the things that could be happening here. And Jesus says, you can even use gifts I've given you in a way that is for yourself, and I'm going to allow those gifts to still be operating because I want the good things to happen for other people. I want demons to be cast out. I want healings to happen. But your heart's not right. There's something in your life that isn't right, and you don't really know me.
Yeah, it's so good. I'm just as you're talking, Ralph, I'm looking down at the page, and there's headings here in chapter 7. And chapter 6 ended with, seek first the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Jesus made it clear, yeah. Right? From the Beatitudes in chapter 5 right up through chapter 6, and he said, this is what it means. Seek first the kingdom of God. And then he starts to say, what are the obstacles that stand in the way of us doing that? What is not seeking him look like? And what are the pitfalls that are in front of us? So he talks about judging wrongly. He talks about profaning the holy. He said, how do you respond the right way? Ask, seek, knock, you know, have the right heart that's totally set on Jesus. But remember, the way is narrow, he said, and look out for false prophets that will deceive you. Now, he's dialing into our hearts and he's saying, you have a fallen nature too, and you can deceive yourself out of inordinate self-love and the things you want. Self-deception is not just out there in that guy. But wake up. Self-deception is right in your own heart, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And for people who are involved in the Charismatic Renewal Movement, as we know, God is really using that as a way of witnessing to the whole church about this current of grace that's really for the whole church, and it's really important that all of us open to the Holy Spirit. But it's also important that all of us who are opening to the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit be growing in purification and holiness and love, you know, and keeping our own souls and minds and life just right.
This echoes kind of John's thing, you know, bear fruit that befits repentance. Yeah. And don't just say you belong to Abraham.
Yeah.
Don't just say you work signs and wonders. And don't just say that those are God's gifts for the sake of the people you're ministering to.
Yeah.
But you can, even in that context, you can grow fleshly.
Yeah.
You can stop praying.
Yeah.
You, all these kinds of things that can happen in the background. And we know lots of testimonies, and we have to fight against it ourselves. It's human nature. Not just fall, but just like they just dry up because they're not hungry for God anymore.
Right.
But they're staying in the ministry because it gives them a place and a role and all that kind of stuff. And because it always comes back to this. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
And then engaging the Great Commission, the Great Commandment, the Great Commission, these are the central cores of what he's after. And not just performing things. It's where is your heart and soul? Are you a daily repentant person who keeps coming back to Jesus with everything you got?
And that's really radical, Peter. We don't realize how radical it is to love the Lord our God with all the heart, mind, soul, and strength of our neighbors. So that's really radical. We really ask God, Lord, do it in me.
Yeah.
Do it in me.
Let's end with a little prayer. I just feel like praying for our friends, Ralph, who are listening to the program. Just our hearts, too. I hope our hearts are connecting with yours today, my friends, because Jesus' call for all of us is the same, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, love our neighbors as yourself. And Lord Jesus, I just pray for all our friends who are listening today, who this Holy Spirit's convicting right now at this moment, to open their hearts to you. Open your heart to Jesus. If you're driving the car, wherever you are, just say, God, I don't love you with all my heart, and I want to. Please change me. I want to be walk on the narrow way. I don't want to be deceived by false teachers. I don't want to deceive myself and be a slave to my own desires and erect my own idolatrous worldviews. I want to walk in you, Jesus, and the freedom. I want to live and I want to die a lover of God who responds to God's initiative of love. Friends, that's our destiny. Let's walk in it together. Let's help each other get there. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.